Again, it's Nehemiah Perek Yud Beis. Let's start today from Pasuk Chaf Beis. I know we did Chaf Beis yesterday, but I want to review Pasuk Chaf Beis. Halavim bimei el yashiv. The Pasuk is now listing the Levim. Well, it's not listing, but it's mentioning that there are Levim that led the Mishmaros during the time of el yashiv, yo yada, yochan v'yadua. These are Kohen Gadol number 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you remember yesterday, we learned in Pasuk Yud, we learned about the 6 Kohanim Gedolim that served during the time of the beginning of the Bayis Sheni until the closing of Sifrei Tanakh. And we listed Yeshua. We all know that Yeshua's name has been mentioned so many times since the beginning of Sefer Ezra. Yeshua, Yoyakim, then El Yashiv, Yoyada, and Yoyada, Yoinasan, which we said was the same as Yochanan, and the last one was Yadua, and Yadua was the father of Shimon HaTzadik. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, we listed the leaders of the Kohanim, the Mishmaros of Kohanim that served during the time of Yeshua. And we listed the Levim during the time of Yeshua. Okay, so in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, we start to review what because these next two are very important. It's a little confusing. I wanted to clarify what the psukim are coming to do here. But we know that there are a total of 6 Kohanim Gedolim that are serving during the beginning of the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni. That we know. And the first is Yeshua. And we also know that it's very important, for whatever reason, for Ezra and Nehemiah to list the leaders of the 24 Mishmaros that served in the administration of the various Kohanim Gedolim. And in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, we listed, that's how it started, by listing 22 of the 24 leaders of the Kohanim that served in the administration of Yeshua, number one on the list. And then in Pasuk Ches, we listed a partial list of some of the leaders of the Mishmaros of the Levim that served in the administration of Yeshua. But we did not list, then we went on a tangent, and then after listing that, we listed the other 5 following Kohanim Gedolim, and then we listed the leaders who served of the Kohanim who served in the second administration of Yoyakim. But one thing we did not do, we did not yet list the leaders of the Levim who served in the second administration. And we didn't list the Kohanim or the Levim of administration 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's recap. It's a little bit confusing because if we don't get this point, we're not going to understand the next couple of psukim. We have, in the big picture of things, 6 administrations. I call them administrations. I know that's a really nice term, but there are six different Kohanim Gedolim. Each Kohen Gadol has his way of doing things and has his administration, which means has 24 groups of appointees who are going to lead the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, and there are going to be 24 Levim who are going to lead the 24 Mishmaros of Levim. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, we list a partial, almost a complete list of the leaders of the Kohanim for the first administration and the leaders of the Levim of the first administration. We then also list the leaders of the Kohanim of the second administration. But we have not yet anywhere so far listed the leaders of the Kohanim of the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we have not, the Levim are one behind. And we have not listed the Levim of even administration number 2. Now what we're going to do here in Pasuk Chaf Beis is, we're going to mention, we're going to skip, it's very confusing what the Pesukim are doing, but this is how it's been done. We're going to skip administration number 2. Let's skip them. Let's focus on administration 3, 4, 5, 6. And let's make believe we're going to tell you who they are. And we're going to say, you know what? They're not so chashev, so we're not going to tell you who they are. If you want to know who they are, I'll give you 2 places to look. You can look in the official documents of the king, of Daryavesh HaParsi, or you could look in the Divrei HaHayamim of the Jewish kings, of the Jewish history books, if you can find them, and both of those records, which are a secular record, and there is a Jewish record, it's also semi-secular because it's not part of the Chavdal Tiv Tanakh, you'll find the list of the Levim and the Kohanim of administration. Well, you'll find the list of the Levim of administration number 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah?
I'm having trouble understanding the time frame for when is that written relative to those administrations. Is it written?
So we discussed it. Okay, we discussed this yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned the Pella, that this whole thing only took place during the 34-year period of time. We discussed this at length yesterday, that this, we have over here in Pasuk Yud 6 Kohanim Gedolim. And these 6 Kohanim Gedolim, the last of the 6 was Yadua. And Yadua was the father or the grandfather of Shimon HaTzadik. And Shimon HaTzadik greeted Alexander Mokdon. And Alexander Mokdon existed 34 years after Yeshua took office. So how could it possibly be there were 7 generations of Kohanim Gedolim in 34 years?
Oh, right.
Okay, so we don't have an answer. Rav Schwab says there is no answer.
I mean, it sounds almost like it was interpolated afterward somewhere.
Could be, in Echnami.
That's why they wouldn't necessarily have the list,
because it was late, because the Tanakh closed at some point in time, and those people are past the closing of Tanakh, so when this is being written, it's not yet known who they are. But it does say that we have the names of the Kohanim Gedolim, so we know who they are, so I don't know, there are a lot of mysteries here in the Pesukim which are not clear.
Records of Kohanim Gedolim are probably much more obtainable, much better.
Okay, but when is this safer? When is this safer being written? The safer is being written when they.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's a very difficult point. We don't exactly know the answer to these questions. Okay. But now, what's happening here? This is, let's read the pasuk. Pasuk Chavei, it's a little bit confused because we're going to be going backwards. And we tried pasuk Chavei, the halavim may. Now, we have to remember that we have skipped a kohen gadol. We mentioned the Levim who were in charge during the first Kohen Gadol, Yeshua. We skipped the Levim that were in charge during the second administration of Yoyakim. He was number 2. Yoyakim was number 2. Now, mysteriously, everything will become clear in a few moments, we're now jumping to administration 3, 4, 5, 6. Halavim, Bimei El-Yoshev. El-Yoshev was number 3. Right? Number 3. And Yo-Yoda, he's number 4. And Yoichanan. Now, Yoichanan doesn't really exist. In the Apollo, it says it was Yoina's son. So that everyone tells us, don't be worried. Yoina's son and Yoichanan are the same person. He had 2 different names. And then Yadua, he's number 6. And Yadua was the father of Shimon HaTzadik, or the grandfather. Who were they? Who were the 24 leaders that served in these 4 administrations? Administration number 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm not telling you. Secret. It's a big secret. You want to know where it is? Kisuvim.
Or need to know.
Kisuvim, they're written. Rashi Avos, who they were. And not only who the Levim were. By the way, if you want to know who was in charge of the Kohanim during those 4 administrations, 3, 4, 5, and 6, Veha Kohanim, you know where you'll find them? You'll find them in Al. Al means in. They were inserted. They were entered. Data entry, where? In the Malchus Daryavesh HaParsi. In the Chronicles, you have to add the word stiff, the Chronicles in between the words there, in the record books of the Malchus Daryavesh HaParsi. Daryavesh HaParsi, the last king of Paras, the son of Esther. That's where you will find the names of the 24 leaders of the Mishmaris of Kohanim and Levim for the administration 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, Pasuk of Gibel says something which is extremely interesting. B'nei Levi. Now, B'nei Levi differs from the term of Pasuk. Pasuk of Gimel is very similar to Pasuk of Beis. But instead of referring to Levim with the term HaLevim, it says the word B'nei Levi. which the Mefarshim tells to mean that it does not mean only Levi, it means Shevet Levi, which includes Koyhanim and Levim. Both Koyhanim and Levim, Rosh Avos, are also, there's a lot being written, a lot being added between the lines. Rosh Avos, the heads of the Avos, heads of the Mishmaros, are also Kisuvim al Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Now, Sefer Divrei Hayomim is in addition to the Malchus Darya Vishaparsi. Malchus Darya Vishaparsi is a secular book. It's a book that the government, the secular government, they have records. And there was another book of Jewish chronicles. You have that all over in Sefer Melachim and Divrei Haloyim, because even the Megillah, Haloyim Ksuvim al Sefer Divrei Hayom L'Malchei Parasimodai, but that seemingly refers to the secular record books. But we know that the Jews kept their own books of bone record books. These books do not exist today. We have no knowledge of these books today whatsoever. And here it is something even more disturbing, that these books were destroyed on purpose. The Ad Yemei Yochanan ben Eliashiv. These books, they was recorded in the Jewish books as well, all of the leaders, but when Yochanan, he was administration number 5. Yeshua, Yoyakim, Eliashiv, Yoyada, then comes Yoinasan. Yoinasan, who turned into Yochanan, he decided, I don't want there to be any records. There was some hanky-panky going on there. He destroyed the books. The Adya, he shredded the records. The Ad Yimei Yochanan until Yochanan ben El Yoshev, Kohen Gadol number 5, he took the Sefer Divrei Hayamim, and he destroyed it. He destroyed it. Why? Because there were things there that did not reflect well for what he was doing. I don't know. We don't know. Mitzvah says a big mystery what this means. It was destroyed. So it did exist, but they're no longer around. So there's no way of knowing exactly who they were. Now, Pasuk Chavdal, I'll just go a little bit further to get a whole overview of what's going on, because they're very complicated. Now, Pasuk, there's one thing that we left out. If you make a cheshbon of everything we learned until Pasuk Chavdal, everything has been, we want to deal with 6 generations. And we want to know who are the leaders of the Kohanim and the leaders of the Levim. Everything has been accounted for except for the Levim of the second administration. The Kohanim of Yeshua the first and Yoyakim the second were listed, were enumerated. They were enumerated in the very beginning of the Sefer, then this Perek, Pasuk Aleph, and then Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, Pasuk, starting from Pasuk Aleph, and Pasuk Yud Beis is where we have the list of Kohanim who served under Yeshua and who served under Yoyakim. What about Levim? Levim, will we have the first generation? But we don't have the second generation, the second generation of Yoyakim. What about generation 3, 4, 5, 6? That we are not, we are told that, I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you who they are.
See
the secular records and see the Jewish records. But by the way, if you want to look in the Jewish records, you're going to be very disappointed, because they were destroyed by Yoichanan. So everything has been accounted for except the Levim of the second generation. Kohan number 1, number 2. Kohan number 1, number 2, number 1. Kohan number 1, that's Pasuk Aleph. Kohan of generation number 2, that's Pasuk Yud Beis. Kohan of number 3, 4, 5, 6 is said, go check out these 2 sources. Check it out. Levim of number 1 is Pasuk Ches. Levim of number 3, 4, 5, 6, check it out. What about Levim of generation number 2? That is now what Pasuk Chavdalet is coming to address. How do I know that? Because skip to the end of after it gives you the long list of all the Levim. Look at the long list of the Levim. It says there, Pasuk Chavav. Okay, we're going to go to the Pasuk in a moment, but you go back to Chavav. Eila, all of this long list of Levim that I'm about to give you, or who are they? Bimei Yoyakim ben Yeshua. These are the leaders of Yoyakim. He's the second Kohen Gadol, yeah?
Yes, question.
the Dariovish has a whole empire.
Yes.
Why is it important to him to know in this little place, Palestine, Yehuda, why in this little place, who are the Kohanim and Levim?
It wasn't a little place. It was a very significant... Look at today. You can say the same thing today about Israel. Israel's a teeny dot on the map.
It's a bureaucracy. That's what they do. They keep records. They have people sitting around and keep filing things.
Okay, so this is the Seder Hadvarim. Now, so again, you look at, just jump ahead to Pasuk Chavav. Eile bimei Yoyakim ben Yeshua. The list of Levim that we're about to list are the Levim that served under the administration of Yoyakim ben Yeshua, ben Yotzadok. Yotzadok is not even mentioned. Yotzadok was from the previous generation, who went to Golus. Uvimei, and these people also happen to span the entire lifetime. Yoyakim was during the life of Nehemiah HaPecha, Nehemiah the governor, and the Ezra HaKoyin HaSoif. Okay, so that is, so what we're doing here in this entire parak, Pasuk Aleph, all the way until the end of the section, Pasuk of Zion is a whole new world, it's a whole new topic, is we are listing, it appears to be a very important thing to know. We are listing six administrations, the first six administrations at the time of the Bayis Sheni, and we're listing the leaders of the Kohanim for Joel and the leaders of the Levim. The Kohanim and the Levim of the first two generations are being listed out one by one, every single one that is important. After generation number one, number two, starting with generation three, four, five, six, they're not being listed, but we've been given two Mari Mekoymos where to check them out, Dariovish HaParsi, and the Sefer Divrei Hayamim from the Jews. But by the way, you're going to be disappointed because it was destroyed by Yoichanan. Okay, so let's not run to the Pesukim with that all that in mind. So back to Pasuk of Beis, now the Halavim Bimei El Yashiv. So who are the Levim? Bimei El Yashiv, that's generation number three, and Yoyada, the Yoichanan, the Adua. They are Ksuv and Rosh Avos, they are written with the Rosh Avos, the leaders, and the HaKoyhanim, and the Koyhanim who led also that period of time, where? Al Malchus, Dariovish, HaParsi. Where else can you find them? B'nai Levi. You also can find the B'nai Levi, and here B'nai Levi means both the Koyhanim and the Levim, everyone from Shevet Levi, as we explained, including the Rosh Avos. They're also, you have to hear the word Gam. They're also written, Gam, also Ksuvim, Al Sefer Divrei Hayamim, in the Jewish Chronicles. But they only existed until the time of the Ad Yimei Yoichanan, who is the same as Yoina, son above, Ben El Yashib, because he purged these records because they did not reflect well on his, on things that was taking place during his time. Now Pasuk of Dalid. Pasuk of Dalid comes to tie up the loose ends. What we're missing from the old thing we're missing are the Levim from generation number two, the generation of Yoyakim, the Rosh HaLevim. Who were the Rosh of generation number two? And we know we refer to generation number two because they end in the few pesukim now. It's going to tell us that this refers specifically to generation number two. Who were they? They were Chashavia, they were Sheiravia, they were Yeshua ben Kadmiel, Viachehem Lenegdam, and their brethren which corresponded to them. What did they do, these Levim? L'halel, L'hoidois. They were in charge of singing, giving praise, and giving thanksgiving. The mitzvahs David, Ishu Elokim, all through the community of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the one that put all these families and decided originally which mizmorim shall be recited on different occasions, and which the musical instrument shall be used, and the various melodies, the compositions. All of this was done traditionally by David HaMelech. Mishmar l'umas mishmar, each mishmar, each one of these mishmaros, both of the Kohanim and the Levim, were equal in stature. There was no abuse. No mishmar had more stature than another mishmar. There were 24 mishmaros of Kohanim, 24 corresponding mishmaros of Levim. Each one was equal to one another. There was equality. Next, who else was there? Besides those people who were in charge of singing, there were also leaders that were in charge of gatekeepers, and other maintenance appointees. There was Matanya, there was Zuvak Bukya, there was Avadya, there was Meshulam, Talmoin, Akuv. Who were these people? They were in charge of Shoyimim, they were guards, and they were Shoyarim, gatekeepers. Okay, it's not clear what the difference is between a guard, a Shoyimer, and a gatekeeper. Different types, maybe a Shoyimer means custodians, people that were in charge of other types of maintenance, and they were Shoyarim.
This is just a double...
double expression, poetic, but of course there must be deeper involved as well. Shoyarim, Shoyarim, Mishmar. They were the gatekeepers of the watch. Two words which go together, ba'asupei hasha'orim. This is a big mystery what this means. Unfortunately, they struggle with this. Asupei means the gathering of the gates. It appears that it was some term or some type of the central gate. The central gate where they all got together, ba'asupei means the coming together, Isuf, coming together of Hasha'orim, these people that we listed, Matanya, Bakbukya, Avadya, Meshulam, Talmud, Akov, they were Shemrim, Shearim, Mishmar. They guard the gatekeepers of the Mishmar at the location where all of the gates came together, where everyone came together.
I wonder if it's like Shomrei Hasaf.
The threshold. Yes, yeah, so that what does that mean? They sat in the capital.
Let's see. Thinks on the third, Shomrei HaSaf, right?
Secret service. They were secret service appointees. Okay, there were different government positions. There were different roles. We're not familiar. They're obviously, the base center is a big place, a lot going on. And there were many different roles, different tasks that needed to be done, and there were different. There was maintenance, and there was security, and there was honor guards, and there were all different types of people needed to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, which was the role of the Levim, and that's what it says here. Biasupe Hasharim. This was the Mishmar, Shire Mishmar Biasupe Hasham, where the gates came together. It's some type of term which refers to their role as guardians of the Beis Hamikdash. Ela, all the Levim that we've enumerated. This past pasuk, who were they? They all served Bimei Yoyakim ben Yeshua, the second administration. Yoyakim, because the first we already listed in pasuk Ches, and the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth we told you. Check it out. I gave you two places to check it out. Go look in the Sefer Divrei Hayyamim, or go look in the Sefer of Daryavesh HaParsi. So everything that we're listing now is just to fill up the missing gap where we have not get listed. Bimei, this is all during Yoyakim and Yeshua ben Yotzadok. Bimei, and these people, all of these people, they serve during the Tkufa of Nechemya HaPecha. Nechemya, the governor, he was a government appointee, as we learned. The Ezra HaKoyen HaSofer, Ezra, who was both the Kohen, and he was also the Sofer, the scribe, the Talmud Chacham, in charge. He was the Gadol Hadar in Torah. Sofer means the Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Hadar in the Torah. This is telling us something very interesting, is that the second we want, this pasuk reveals to us that the Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah primarily happened, the events that played out with the building of the wall, and when Ezra gave Musar, and when Nehemiah had them sign the Sefer Amana, primarily occurred during the Tkufa of the second Kohen Gadol. Yeshua arrived on the scene. He right away got things going, but shortly thereafter he retired. We don't know if he died, if he retired, whatever happened, because since this pasuk says that the second, we're giving special significance to what took place during the time, we're waiting for the end of this section, and we're saying now these were the Levim that served during the Tkufa of Yoyakim ben Yeshua ben Yotzaduk, and this took place during Nehemiah the Pech on Ezra HaKohen HaSofer. That's telling us that the bulk, the chunk, the main chunk of this Sefer Ezra, Sefer Nehemiah took place during that Tkufa of the second Kohen Gadol. Okay, let's see some of the Mitzudos. A lot of complicated things going on here, so I'll just run through the Mitzudos very quickly. Pasuk HaBeis. But everything I told you pretty much comes right out of the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos over here is very, very clear. in telling us the flow of these psukim. There are other mahalchim. It's not clear if Rashi learns. Could be Rashi learns a little bit differently, but we're going to just stick to the mitzvah, so this really clarifies the text. Pasuk habeis halavim b'meil yashiv ratzolaymar. What is Pasuk habeis coming to do now? So he explains. Ratzolaymar. And after Mitzvah says ratzolaymar, you know that's a stop sign. Like, you know, when you learn Gemara, whenever Rashi in Gemara says kloymar, he's telling us in Yeshiva, you learn a Gemara, and Rashi gives next Kloimar. Kloimar is a stop sign. It means don't take the Gemara literally. There's a lot that has to be added into the Gemara to make sense of what it says in the Gemara. So here as well, if the Mitzudah says, Ratzolaymar, he's coming to apologize, I'm going to be reading a lot of things into the text that it doesn't say. But you have no choice, because if you don't add this into the text, you're not going to be able to make heads and tails, which it is. It's very, very hard to get the flow from Pasuk Aleph all the way to Pasuk Chav Zayin. You got to understand what we're trying to do here. So he explains. The Levim that serve during the administration of number three, El Yashiv is number three. Uvime Yo Yada Bino Asher Kihain Tachtav, who's number four. Uvime Bino and his son Yochanan, he is number five. And he right away apologized. What are you talking about, number five? Yoina's son, Yoina's son was number five. So he says, Who Yoina's son, Aniska Lamalavi Nikra Beshte Shemos. Uvime Bino Yadua. Yadua was number six. He was the last. From the closing of the Tanakh, bimei kulam hayuksuv and bimei kulam, during all of these four administrations, 3, 4, 5, 6, bimei kulam hayuksuvim. Rashi avos halavim haheim viaf, and not only the levim, not only the people who were in charge of the 24 mishmeres of levim, but also those that were in charge of the 24 mishmeres of kohanim viaf. Rashi avos hakohanim kumoyhem hayuk suvim l'rashim. Where are they written? Al malchus dar yavesh. What does that mean? They're written al malchus. What's the loymar? This means to say, let's add some added explanation. Let's pad the text with some more words. Al pi mitzvas hamelech, they were recorded by the command of the king. Daryovish insisted that there be public records of who exactly is in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. There are 24 Mishmaros of Kohen Levim. I want to know who they are. I want them to be recorded in my records. Al pi mitzvas hamelech. Avlo hayu harishonim hahem. But the harashim hahem are ru'uyim al hamaylech ahi. But these roshim were not ru'uyim el hamayl el but they were not distinguished. These leaders were not distinguished like the original, like the first two generations, and that's why they're not recorded here in this Sefer. They're Choshev, and they were leaders, and they're recorded in the Sefer Daryavesh, because he wants them to be recorded, but they're not distinguished enough that we should give them the honor of having them listed here in Sefer Nehemiah. And that's why we're giving you a Mar Malkum, check them out, but we're not going to list them for you. Yeah. So someone, he asked that before because he wanted records. It was history. History in the making. Daryavish was credited with giving permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash after Koresh put a stop. So he wanted to take up an active role. Also, according to some, he was the son of Esther. Esther had much influence. This is very chashuv. He was Jewish, according to some opinions. So he had... it was important. Pasuk of Gimel, Bnei Levi, Rosh Sheikh Avos Mibnei Levi. Now, according to some, Bnei Levi means both Koyhanim and the Levim as well. How you owed Kisuvim. Okay, that word owed is such an important word. If you don't pay attention to that word owed, then this pasuk makes no sense. Okay, I can't emphasize how much that word in the Mitzudos, those three letters, come and open up the text. If not for that ode, you can't make heads and tails. What is the Pasuk doing? What is Pasuk Chav Gimel doing that Pasuk Chav Beis did not already tell us? Pasuk Chav Beis told us that generation 3, 4, 5, and 6 are found in, they were recorded by the command of Daryavish HaParsi in his books. So what is it saying now in Pasuk Chav Gimel? Oh, Yud Hayu Ksuvim. In addition to the secular record of Dayavish HaParsi, it was also recorded in the Jewish chronicles, Al Sefer Divrei Hayamim, Leman Yamoit Shemom Lizikaron, that their name should be recorded for posterity. So where is it? Where's the book? Go to the museum and show me the book. The pasuk is a very bizarre pasuk. It tells us, sorry, it doesn't exist. Don't check out the museums. You're not going to find it. I guarantee you're not going to find it. V'ad yimei rotzlemer, avoloi hismin hadavar. It didn't last. It was not tumit. It was not forever. Ki im ad yimei Yochanan ben b'noi shel Eliyashiv, until Yochanan gnano number 5. Administration number 5. He was the grandson of number 3. Ki kasher kien hu. When he became the Kohen Gadol Omar, he got up. Ubitla, he destroyed it. He was mevatel the record. Lebal yamdu oy lezikaron. I do not know want to, people to know the truth. I don't want there to be records. Unbelievable. What's going on here? So Shlab says, if you learn that Yochanan was that this was the Yochanan in the Gemara, that Chazal became a tztoki, he was a kohen gadol for 80 years, and he became a tztoki, went off the derech, became a tztoki, so he wanted basically to rewrite history. Just like the Christians, just like the Palestinians. You want to rewrite history. Never happened. This never happened. Because he wants to go and turn the Beis HaMikdash into... Ad Yom Oscha.
It's about him.
By Yochanan Kohen Gadol. But we mentioned yesterday that it's far-fetched because he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. And this old Kufa is only supposedly 34 years. So something doesn't make sense. Okay, but it is something interesting to keep in mind. He destroyed it. Now, Pasuk Chav Dalit, V'Roshe HaLevim. Okay, this really explains clear. Ata now, what are we doing now? Pasuk of Dalin till Pasuk of Zayin. Chozar lachshoiv roshe halavim shoiv bimei yoyokim. There's only one thing missing. 6 generations, all the Kohanim are accounted for, all of the Levim are accounted for, except this one generation we did not account for the Levim. And that's generation number 2. And that's what we're doing here in Pasuk of Dalid. Chozar lachshoiv roshe halavim shoiv bimei yoyokim. Kederch shechoshav roshe avasakam, just like we listed in Pasuk Ches. Just like we listed, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Just like in Pasuk Yud Beis, we listed the Kohanim who led in the second generation. Now we're going to list the Levim who led, who served the leadership roles in the second generation. V'yachayhem. We don't list every single head of the Mishmar. We list just some of them, and it's assumed there were other ones that were equal in stature. Elu ke elu, lahodos, to give thanks, lahalal, to praise, behilbeha behahilulim, asher tziva David lahalal bohem, with the praises which David HaMelech composed and he commanded shall be sung at various parts of the Avoda. Mishmar lumas mishmar, kol mishmar hayashav lumishmar echad. Equality. Okay, very interesting word. Equality. Everyone is the same. Every mishmar is the same. Is today in America, is everyone the same? Everyone equality. What's the part of the Constitution that we believe whatever that we have? Kol mishmar hayashav lumishmar echad. Kol v'lohoya, each mishmar had equal stature. V'lohoya lo echad male v'yishchon al ha'acher v'kafelim b'mash amar. And b'milim shoynos, it repeats the same thing. Okay, shoymim, next pasuk of hein mitzudos, shoymim shoyarim, who kafel. It's a term which means, it's just two words which mean the same thing. They were the gatekeepers, they were the watchmen and the gatekeepers who kafel b'milim shoynos ulet hasefes beyer. Mishmar ha-mishmar ha-zeh ha-yakavua l'mishmar l'shmar. This mishmar was kavua. To Lishmar, where do they guard? They guard in this location called Be'er Asufei Hasha'arim. What in the world is that? For who base ha'asofim ha'niskar b'divrei hayamim? We find this same term in Divrei Hayamim. For who shem makoim? It's a place. It was a certain place somewhere in the center in the of the Beis HaMikdash. Alin Yadu Etzlam, it was known to them, but we do not know what this refers to today. If we were living in those times, it would be clear to us what we are referring to, where the, what the location, what the term really means. Eile, Eile Rosh Avos HaKohanim, what?
Azem Lihom. Azem Lihom.
What does that mean?
Beis
HaSufim. Rosh Avos HaKohanim HaLevim HaShayarim HaElu.
Assembly hall.
Okay. These all serve during time of Yahyakim. Okay. So that includes this little section. It's a very critical. So let's do the Rashi. Now the Rashi, I want to warn you, is not the same. I want to tell you a very big chiddush. Some of Farshim learn like this, and it's a pella to say such a thing, but it's a wonder if it's really correct. But that's how they want to another a whole different approach. Pasuk Chaf Beis, where it says Halaviyim bimei El Yashiv. So I told you that we're now going to list the general pasuk. There will Levim bimei El Yashiv, and El Yashiv is Kohen Gadol number 3, Yoyad is number 4, Yochanan is number 5, Yadu is number 6. There's an obvious difficulty that Yochanan is not the same as Yoyna's son. So we apologize, no problem. And we're referring, who are the Levim? Check them out. I'm not telling you. Generation 3, 4, 5, 6, go check it out. Find for yourself in the Sefer of Dayamish. Some will learn no. I'm going to give you the names, the names of the Levim, the major Levim who served in administration number 3. You know what the names were? The names were Yoyada. Number 2 in charge was Yochanan. Number 3 was Yadua. How in the world can that be? Such a similarity that the names that it just happens to be that the names of the successive Kohanim Gedolim were exactly the same as the names of the leaders during the administration number 3. Administration number 3 is El Yashif. There were 3 Levim in charge whose names were Yoyada, Yoychanan, and Yadua. It's a whole new approach. We're giving you 3 Levim who served in administration number 3. That answers why Yochanan is not a contradiction to Yoinasan, because it's a person. It's just extremely coincidental that you have these names in rapid succession that are so similar to the Kohanim Gedolim. This goes to show that these psukim are very complicated, and how do you then make sense if that's what we're doing over here? So why are we going backwards? If we're going to actually list you the names of the Levim who existed in administration number 3, why then are we going backwards to administration number 2 when the next pasuk? It's a very difficult interpretation, but it's this is in the Bekros Gedolos, one of the Mefarshim.
The sense of the Malbim is he mentions that it was like simultaneous administrations, and that's part of
2 and 3.
2 at the same time, two different people,
two different lines,
having the same job at this simultaneously.
So that explains it for the years.
Yeah, right. That's what he's going with. So I'm getting the feeling that it was destroyed maybe because maybe one was a political.
Machlokes.
One was a political because he's sort of like intimating, but not.
There was a division of the Malchus, like Rechavim, and Shlom, and Yoyakim.
That's why it was destroyed, because there's political, there's a Gashmias and Ruchnias administration.
He seems to be saying there was some type of Melchama taking place internal strife, and Yochanan came along. He overpowered and he put an end to the past strife, and he wiped out the records, he purged the records. Okay, there are a lot of things hidden here in the text. We learned the psukim very simply, but you should be aware that these are not easy psukim and there are many interpretations. Rashi is extremely vague. Rashi is very vague in his translation. Rashi Halavim Bimel Yashif Halavim Halalu. Rashi seems to learn that we're about to give a list. Halavim Halalu Hayu, the following Levim. It appears Rashi learns that these are names. That's how, in fact, that's what it says in the art scroll. The art scroll seems to say that's how Rashi seems to learn. That the name of Yoyada, Yoychanan, and Yadua are 3 Levim who served in administration number 3. Halavim Halalu Hayu Rosh Beis Avos B'Mishmaris Halavim B'Mei El Yashua Kohen HaGadol V'Yakohanim HaMenuim L'Ma'ala B'Samuch Heim Hayu Rosh Beis, the Kohanim that were listed above, we already listed Heim Hayu Rosh Beis Avos B'Mishmarisam Gam B'Mei El Yashiv. We're not going to list the Kohanim in generation number 3, because the Kohanim of generation number 3 were equal to generation number 2. Rashi is giving us an entirely new translation of Pasuk Chav Beis. We're coming now to generation number 3. Generation number 3, the Pasuk is telling us exactly who were in charge of the Levim and who were in charge of the Kohanim. Those that were in charge of the Kohanim were exactly the same as in administration number 2. Administration number 3 was a carryover of administration number 2 as far as the Kohanim are concerned. That's what it says in the Pasuk, according to Rashi. The Kohanim, in the Pasuk HaBeis, Al Malchus Da Yavish HaParsi, Rashi, Al Malchus B'mei Malchus Da Yavish HaYadavar Zeh, the Kohanim, just like a one word term, HaKohanim, were the same, according to Rashi. You have to add more words into the Pasuk. They were the same, and all of this was during the reign of Malchus Da Yavish HaParsi. Who are the Levim? The Levim was Yoyada, Yoyachanan, and Yadua. It's very coincidental. They have the same, those four names are right next to each other, and those four names are almost identical to the four Kohanim Gedolim, but that's not how Rashi learns. Okay. Pasuk of Gimel. Now, according to Rashi, what does Pasuk of Gimel mean? B'nei Levi, Rosh Ha'avos, Kesuv, Malsef, Dirayam, Ral, Be'ad, Yimei, Yochanan, Ben Yashif, Kol Oysim, Shayu, Rosh Ha'avos, Halevim, Ad Yimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol Menuyim Sham B'Divrei Hayamim. That we're not going to tell you. That even according to Rashi, after we finish generation number 3, you want to know number 4, 5, and 6, that you got to go find yourself in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Mishmar Lumas Mishmar Shahayu Chalukim Mishmar Same Loimar Shiva. They were divided, the Levim were divided to say Shiva, that's simple. Chafei Shayarim Mishmar Shayarim Hayu Bimishmar Shalohem. They were gatekeepers in their watches. Lishmar to guard Share Habayis. Okay, that was simple. They are Sufe Kamobis Sife Hasharim, the threshold of the gates, similarly referring also to what it says in Devar Hayamim. Pasich Havav. Then Pasuk of going to Rashi is going back to explain what took place during the second generation, who was in charge during the second generation. According to Rashi, Rashi is a little different. Rashi is telling us that generation number 3, we're giving you a list of 3 people who served during generation number 3 for the Levium. Kohanim, generation number 3, were identical to those who served in generation number 2. Then the next Pasuk goes on to say, what about generation number 4, 5, 6? Go figure that out yourself. That you're going to find in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. And then we go backwards to fill in the missing gap. Who was in charge of generation number 2, even according to Rashi, because the Pasuk explicitly tells us in this list of names who served as the gatekeeper. Okay, so that pretty much concludes this section. We have over here 6 generations. We're up to now an entirely new topic. Just to recap, we have here 6, a critical section in history, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. We have 6 Kohanim Gedolim, and the last of the 6 is, his name was Yadua. Yadua was either the father or the grandfather of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik greeted Alexander the Great. That was the end of the Tkufa of Malchus, the Golus of Paras Umadai, the beginning of the Malchus of Yavon. Yavon's Malchus, according to Chazal, was a Malchus of 180 years. And Tanakh comes to a close at the end of the Malchus of Paras Umadai, the beginning of Yavon, is where we no longer have Nevi'im, we no longer have Sifrei Tanakh. And we have here the 6 generations. We know there are 24 Mishmaros, the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim Levim, and we enumerate them by name. And as Rabbi Mayevsky pointed out, it appears that there is, between the, if you read carefully the text, the other interpretations, which seem to indicate possibly that there was great machloikis already, the round of infighting that was taking place during this period of time among who should lead among the Kohanim Levim. There was some wars. We have different names. We have a Yochanan, a Yonasan. What's going on over here? One thing is very bizarre. Why is Yochanan coming and purging the records? That is telling that there's something here going on during this period of time that we are not aware of, which obviously is not a good thing. Machlekes is never a good thing. Okay, so we will stop here. Tomorrow we'll begin a new topic of the sanctification of Yerushalayim.